Hello. How are you guys doing tonight? Welcome back to the Bathhouse Bunch with Rhett and James.
Those few people that might be possibly listening to us, we appreciate you.
We love you.
Uncle Rhett's here to soothe you in any way that you need. Just hop up right on his lap. Hey, that sounded a little musty, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, unless you're a little boy, then possibly don't do that.
Yes, if you're a little girl, you parents, don't worry. If it's a little boy, you know, maybe you should be a little slightly concerned.
All right, just tweeted about us. Maybe we'll get a random caller again.
Well, we might.
We might.
Wink, wink. Whoever knows. There's no way of knowing who's going to call into the show. You know, could it be a white supremacist? Who knows? Could it be an old friend? Who knows? Could it be
one of those two are most certainly probably calling it.
Could it be a Biden supporter? Probably not.
There's,
but you never know what's going to happen on. I'm voting for Biden on theory. I think is what's going on right now. But
right, like if yes. I was voting, I would have voted for Biden.
But are you going to die before the election?
I'm not even registered to vote yet.
You said if I was voting, I would have voted for Biden. Well, what the fuck? This thing is like 4 months ahead of us. So
I don't even know how to, whatever. Maybe I'll try and register.
You don't know how to register?
I can go online, I guess. I don't know. I used to be registered to vote, but now I'm not. Shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr.
I know how to register to vote. Mr. I know how to take a shower in the morning. Mr. I know how to shave. Mr. I put deodorant under my arms. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? I don't know how to vote.
If you could grow this magnificent beard, you would never shave a day in your life.
Well, I'll tell you what. And this is the truth. I did have a beard for... off and on for, I don't know why I did it. And my father told me something that was very telling. And it was very telling. He said, Rhett, your beard looks like shit. What are you hiding from? And I was like, okay, I guess I got to shave this motherfucker.
And how many women have you killed?
Yeah. And then I dropped some arsenic in his coffee. I don't know where we are, except for the fact that you're, I guess, prognosticating that you're going to die before the election, because you said, if I would have voted, I would have voted for Joe. I'd have. You're actually using very complex English to indicate the fact that you think you'll be dead before the election.
You never know. I hope not.
Yeah, well, we can only hope. we're best friends. You know that I don't believe that. I want you to stay alive until at least 2026.
I'll take that.
And then it will probably be your time. I think it'll be a midterm year. he'll be like, we need to get these fucking Republicans out of the Congress, and then you die of a massive heart attack.
And we'll be in our fourth season of syndication of this podcast.
Yes, exactly. We'll have actually gotten up to 17 viewers.
Well, maybe the fact that you call them viewers. Just like shitting all over their time, their pastime. Yo, man, I just like to listen to shit, all right? I don't like visual stimulation.
Well, who does? Oh, I guess the entire human race.
What kind of Mexican is? I don't like visual stimulation, Holmes.
That's your impression of a Mexican who's got his eyes closed for his entire life. I just listen, Holmes. I just don't like visual stimulation. You know? It's like I just bought a car. I got someone drive it around. It's got these hydraulics on it, but I closed my eyes the entire time. I don't want to know if we're headed towards a red light or a green light. Visual stimulation really bothers me, man. All right. Well, that's fantastic. You're not a fan of visual stimulation. My favorite part of the show, and I will never stop saying this, is the awkward silences. You never throw me a lifeline. You never throw me a fucking oar. I'm like at sea sometimes, and it's really after a good bit, you know. But I'm just stranded there, and you're looking at, you're at the other side. I've fallen off the fucking boat. You're on the other side of the boat, and you've got a fucking pair of binoculars looking at a fucking rare bird. You got anything else there, James? Or at least a fucking preserver. And if you did have a preserver, you'd toss it at me at such a rate of speed that it would break my fucking nose.
Hey, at least you'd be
seeping into the fucking ocean, and I'd be eaten by sharks.
All right, you want to do 80s trivia?
Well, that worked out so well the last episode.
Oh, maybe you can compete against Jen when she calls in.
I'm okay with that, actually. You know what? Oh, no, this potential Jen, if she does call in, because there's no way of knowing who might call in. It could be a girl named Jen that we know that we asked to call in, because no one will fucking call into the show unless they're a white supremacist.
He's like,
oh my
I'm not
God.
Really spouting my views. I'm just trying to get them out there.
I'm not set my ways necessarily. Well, yes, we can do that. So, like, why don't you tell me about your day?
Oh, my day was good.
Yeah.
I spent most of it cleaning and stuff.
Yeah.
Because my dog is coming tomorrow.
Well, she's a beautiful young lady who I have not met.
No, you haven't.
And
there's a reason for
no,
that.
No, I haven't. But I have seen pictures of her. She seems like a really nice, cute kid.
Yep.
But I haven't seen pictures of her lately.
That's a new one.
Okay. Yeah, again, absolute dead air.
Talking to a loved one, Dick. All right, so. All right.
How dare you talk about a loved one? I've got nothing. She's only my daughter. I've got nothing boastful to say about her at all. Yeah, I guess she's
okay.
She looks okay.
Here's a good question.
She's alive. I guess she looks okay.
This is a cool question. All right, Barb, you can chime in on this question too if you'd like. In 12 hours, everybody in the world will get their memory erased, including you. You are the only person to know this will happen. What would you do before this event occurs?
Ooh.
That's a good fucking question.
That's a great question.
Well, wait, hold on. You need to give it to me one more time. Your mind erased?
Yeah, no, not your mind. Oh. Everybody in the world's mind. In 12 hours, everybody in the world will get their memory erased, including you. You're the only person that knows it's going to happen. Now, what would you do before this event occurs? So, like, you know, like, everybody's going to get their memory erased. Even you. You're not even going to remember it happens. And you can do really – so, basically, you're getting a free pass to do whatever the fuck you want. What would it be?
So, then it's not including you. You said including you.
No, including you or getting your memory erased. So you're not going to remember it either. That's the point. What the fuck are you not understanding?
Oh, so we have 12 hours to do whatever we want, and then our memory is erased?
Yeah, everybody in the world, including yours.
Oh, it wouldn't be good. It would be terrifying. It would be like a hellscape we've never seen before. Are you fucking kidding me?
I was like, oh, I always wonder if it was like the merge of people.
There'd be so many, I guess, rapists in the back of police cars going, oh, okay, like, let's see, 7 more hours? I don't even understand this question. It's so stupid. It's not a profound question.
It is. But the first answer, so the highest voted answer right now is make a video explaining things.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, that does make sense. Hey, listen, you fucking idiots.
Sit in front of the computer and start the video right before the 12-hour mark.
It's like, yeah, make a video saying, listen, if your ass hurts, it's because your fucking gay neighbor just raped you.
You just can't remember. Like, it sounds like an
80s
movie.
Yeah, like Zap. You remember that one with Scott Baio?
What?
Like an 80s movie. Like, remember Zap with Scott Baio, where it was like he played an 18-year-old that was accidentally given supernatural powers through a lab experiment gone wrong. And he just used his supernatural powers to unzip women's Jordache jeans and pop open their bras. You don't remember that masterpiece of cinema? It's the same idea as, I guess, the question you're asking. What are you going to do if everyone forgets what you've done to them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're Vladimir Putin or whatever, you might just nuke the United States of America and then go, well, they're going to forget when, you know, one-third of them wake up.
Right. Is this real quote? I did more for the black community than anybody with the possible exception of Abraham Lincoln.
What are you talking about, Donald Trump?
I don't know. Cut it. Somebody said.
Oh, or Kanye West, probably, right?
Oh, fuck. Hold on.
It definitely was not Martin Luther King Jr. or Malcolm X. It wasn't any, like, great civil leader that would say that.
Oh, fuck. How do I get to this? Settings. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, fuck. God damn it.
What are you looking for? The source material of that quote, which wasn't even very good to begin with?
No. The fucking show's about to fucking end. I did it wrong. I'm trying to fix it. You might have to call back in, dude.
Yikes.
Wait, hold on for a second. I can do this.
You can't. Nothing can stop you.
I can't. Hold on. What is it? Hold on.
I'm going to have to put on the starship. Nothing's going to stop you now.
Hold on.
I almost got it. Hold on. There we go. All right. Now, I'm going to tell you something. All
right, you got to call back in, dude. We're off the air.
Did you deliver the protection
what?
All day? We put doctors of care to the test.
Fucking. What is the fuck with YouTube and deodorant? They have a fucking obsession with deodorant. YouTube. Like,
every,
just want to make YouTube. We just want to make sure everybody's going to smell good. You got it? Come on. Type harder. Type faster.
You got to fucking call back in.
Ah. No. Is it going to stop the show?
The show's already stopped, dude.
Oh, my God. I hate you so much. I hate you so much. I really dislike you as a person. And what do I call? No, I hate you. We have a call in person. What?
Wait, hold on. All right, hold on. I'm going live now. Just call back in, dude.
I'm still here.
You're not, though. I don't think you're live. Oh, wait, are you?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.